Hi Faith, it's Miss Cynthia, and thank you so much for joining us and interviewing with us on our Listen and Learn with Me podcast. I just want to tell you thank you so much for all that you do, everything that you have done for our communities and your communities at this very young age that you are. I'm just so inspired by your presence, by your smile, by your positive attitude, and I'm so grateful for everything that you brought to our episode. So I hope you sit back, relax, and enjoy this fun-filled episode that you and I had. And I look forward to hearing from all of our amazing listeners about how well you did on our show. Again, I wish you all the best. Let me know if you need anything, and let's get into it. Enjoy your episode, little lady. Hi guys, Miss Cynthia here, and thanks so much for joining me today on Listen and Learn with Me podcast. I hope that each one of you are doing very well, and I hope you have had a wonderful day. If you are a new listener here, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm so glad to have you, and I want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode. I am interviewing a young entrepreneur, a young author. Her name is Faith, and I'm so excited to have her connect with us. And I can't wait for you to hear what she is all about and what she has gotten into as far as business and entrepreneurship and just so much fun stuff as a young girl. She's only 5 years old. And she'll probably be 6 by the time this episode airs. But when I interviewed her, she was just 5 years old, which was so exciting and so inspirational as well. So we'll have a little bit of a different episode. It's going to be a little bit longer in content, and that's okay. Feel free to take breaks if you need to along the way. And you can just pause and pick up where you left off as you were listening, okay? So thank you for joining. Same for you, regular listeners. I'm glad to have you back here as well. That always lets me know that I'm doing something right. You heard what I shared with the new listeners, so grab your Listen and Learn notebook if you need one or a new one. The link is in the show notes, so feel free to have your parents purchase you one if you need to. If you're old enough to get it, obviously, feel free to do so as well. So let's jump right in, and we're going to encourage young author Faith, superhero Faith, as she likes to go by. We're going to encourage her along the way in this episode. She talks about so many fun things, and so this episode will be broken up into segments, and like I said, just follow along and enjoy, okay? Same for you, parents. Follow along, enjoy, and let's be that excellent support system to our children, okay? Let's get this party started, guys. So here's a quick recap, okay? Faith and I had an amazing dance party. Then she talked about her dog, Sparkle, and some of the cool adventures that they have and how they're brave when they do that. We also talked about being a five-year-old author because she's five and she is an author and entrepreneur, okay? She shares about her books and talks about how they're all about kindness and compassion and helping, and then also just empowerment overall. And then, my Listen and Learn listeners, we started to talk about the heavy topic of bullying. So listen closely as we move through the episode about Faith's personal experience with being bullied by two young kids and how she handled that, okay? So listen closely to that part as well. Because we know that bullying is not nice, and that's not something that we want to do to others, right? So we did talk about those. And thank you again, Faith, for being so brave in sharing those stories with our listeners. We then had the opportunity to have a fun game of Would You Rather. So I can't wait till you all hear Faith's responses. And she even offered to play the game with me by asking me questions as well. So I can't wait for you to hear my responses too. And that she picked vegetables over ice cream, painting a picture over picking up a bug, being at the beach versus reading 100 books. So stay tuned for that part as well, because again, that was a lot of fun, okay? And then we just talked about some other things that we like to do, right? We talked about frogs and snails and slugs and all the things we're going to do when we grow up. And I say we because you all know how I joke about my age, right? But Faith shared with us what she is going to do when she grows up as well. So listen closely to what she is saying. You know, I called her a superior entrepreneur and a spectacular business owner, because that is, in fact, what she is. And then I had the pleasure of spending the last few minutes talking to and having a great conversation with her amazing mother, Delisa. And Delisa, I know you're listening. I appreciate you for allowing us to have Faith on. And it is such an honor to have spoken with her and you as well. So parents, feel free to tune in to listen to Delisa's side of things and what she has to say about her amazing daughter, Faith. I'm going to close out by leaving Faith and Sparkle's World contact information for IG, Facebook, and YouTube, okay? And their website as well. So let's hop right on in, you all. It's time to get this party started with Faith.
Yeah, you're going to start dancing.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back, everybody. I have the lovely Faith here, who is an author all the way in Canada. And we have decided to kick this party off with a dance party. So Faith is already on her feet. I'm about to get on my feet. And Faith, we need to come up with some music to dance to. Do you think we can make our own music? Let's do it, okay? So on the count of three, we're going to do our best dance moves. Let's do it. One, two, three. Da da na 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 da na 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 da da na na na. Da na 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 na, go Faith. Da na 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 na, da na na na, go Faith. Oh, Faith, very good job. Give yourself a big round of applause. Now, Faith, I heard somebody in the background.
Yes.
Who was that barking?
Who's that? Okay, Sparkle.
Who was that barking, Faith?
Sparkle.
And will you tell all of our cool listeners, our cool kid listeners, who Sparkle is?
Sparkle is my dog.
Wow, wow, that is so cool. What color is Sparkle?
He is black, a little bit like a white, but like a little bit like a white. They have like white, like it's like orange color, but it's not like almost like a light.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that. And does Sparkle like help you with stuff? Is Sparkle one of your best friends? Do you guys get to hang out?
My best friend and my sidekick.
Oh, your sidekick? That is awesome. Wow. Tell me, what is something fun that you and Sparkle do?
Sparkle's coming to talk for herself. Sorry.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So we could all see and even hear Sparkle. Come on over, Sparkle.
Okay, wow. So they can't take over the whole thing. All right. They can't take over.
Yes. Hey, Sparkle. That is okay. Awesome. Thank you for bringing Sparkle over.
Oh, yeah. Yes, so Faith, she wanted to say hi. That's why.
I love it. We love that. Faith, tell us, what is something fun that you and Sparkle do?
We like to explore places we don't know.
Wow. Now that's very interesting. You love to explore places that you don't really know. Do you think that's fun, or sometimes are you scared to explore new places?
We think it's fun, and sometimes when we saw it before, we still think it's fun.
Very good. I'm glad that you are brave like that, because I will tell you, sometimes when I explore new places, I might have a little fear, or I might be a little scared. And some kids are too.
Sometimes I'm scared too, but mm-hmm. then I face my fear and then get this thing overweight and then I just get hurt.
Very good. You know, all the kids that are listening are really going to be super proud of you for being so brave and kicking that fear. Now, Faith, I understand by your cool mom that you are an author and you have already written 2 books. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Would you like to tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah.
Okay. So first, how old are you?
5.
5 years old, guys. So Faith is 5. And tell me the name of your first book, please.
Superhero Faith.
Excellent. And what is the name of your second book?
Dr. Faith.
Oh my goodness. Faith, tell us what, just a little bit about what Superhero Faith is all about.
It's about kindness and compassion, because that one is me. I'm helping my grandma, and and one part about it is I'm helping her eating her vegetables.
Very nice. You help your grandma eat her vegetables. You know, can you help me eat my vegetables? That would be awesome. I know you can. So it's about kindness too. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I don't like Brussels sprouts in the book, but I... Uh-huh. Then what did I still don't like?
Wow. You know what? A lot of times some kids don't like Brussels sprouts, and even some adults don't like them. But it is important that you try them. So I'm proud of you for that. That's really good. You also said it's about kindness too, right? Mm-hmm. Good, yes. Good. And I can tell that you are a very kind young lady. So that's one book, guys, that Faith has. She also says she has a book called Dr. Faith. Now, Miss Dr. Faith, can you tell us what your book, Dr. Faith, is about, please?
It's the same kindness, but it's different than the other book, but it's still kindness.
Good.
But it's a different story and a different reading. One part is about where when somebody falls, I call like a teacher or a parent or a yard dog or you know who is watching my play, and I'll call one of them.
Good. You call them to help, is that correct?
Yeah.
Awesome. And that is one way to be kind. I love that about you, Faith, that you're all about kindness. So those are awesome books, and I'm going to be sure to share them with everyone so they could get them and then they can learn how to be kind from you. Would that be okay for me to do?
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. So would you like to talk about another topic? I have another topic for you.
Yeah.
Let's do it. So I want to know, Faith, tell me, has there ever been a time where someone was a bully to you or they were mean to you?
Yeah.
Will you tell us about a time when someone was being a bully and they were being mean to you, please?
There were two people who were being mean to me. Mm-hmm.
And what did they say or do?
Like, there were one girl and one boy.
Mm-hmm. And were they not nice? What did they do that was mean?
Like one boy called me a bear, and mm-hmm. I didn't like that, and I didn't know what to do, and I had to try. And then when one girl called me a pig, I know mm-hmm. what to do, and I just stand up for myself.
Yeah, you know what, Faith? You are absolutely amazing. And let me tell you something. You want to hear a little story about someone who bullied me really quickly?
Mm-hmm.
Someone, when I was like around your age, maybe a little bit older, somebody was really mean to me and they talked about my skin and the color of my skin. They said, did that happen with you?
That boy who called me a bear, he said mm-hmm. People who had this skin color mm-hmm. are a bear, and then they turn into a human.
And that's not nice.
And then he said, you got no family. Then that girl, she said, I'm a pig. She said, mm-hmm. I got no family, but she didn't say nothing about my skin color.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, sister, our skin color is beautiful, isn't it? It's so beautiful, right? And that's what kind of happened with me when I was young in your age. Someone said, your skin is ugly. Your skin is not pretty at all. And it hurt my feelings because they weren't kind. But guess what? I grew up to know that my skin is beautiful. So a lot of people, a lot of kids do get bullying. Thank you for being so brave and really putting out a positive message about kindness in your books, okay?
And it's not good to be mean to people how they look.
That's right. It is not. And listeners, I want you all to hear that. Faith said it is not good to be mean to people about how they look. That's so true, because that could hurt someone's heart, right? You think those things are hurtful to our hearts?
And that boy almost, like, he got, like, almost the same color, but not really, like, because it was, like, dark, but not too, too dark, but mm-hmm. he still calls me a bear.
Yes, and you know you're not a bear, right?
Mm-hmm.
You are an awesome, amazing girl, Faith. You're so brave too. You're brave to share that story. So thank you for doing that. Now, I want to move on to something fun. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm ready too. Okay. Here's what I want to do. I want to play a game of Would You Rather?
Yes, yes, we did last time.
That's right. You and I did. We did that last time. Well, this time I have some different questions. Okay. So here's the first one. And I think I might know the answer to this.
But could I do one? Wait, could I do one, yes. Two?
You want to? Absolutely. You want to do one for me?
Yeah.
Of course.
But
okay.
Could you start first?
Yes, I will. I love how you're asking with such great manners. Yes, I'll start first and then we'll take turns. Do you think that's a good idea?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, so first,
would you rather were watching this, you might be playing it too.
That's right. Yes. And for those of you who are listening, you can play it too as well. So let's do it. Here's the first question. Would you rather eat a bowl of vegetables or a big slice of cake?
A bowl of vegetables.
Whoa!
I don't like cake too much, and I'll just eat vegetables.
Oh, that's a great idea. Look at you, Faith. That's the correct answer. Okay, my turn. So what do you want to ask me?
Would you rather go to a market and see me, or go to a store and get something.
So would I rather go to a market to see you, or would I rather go to the market to get something for you?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, that's a tough one, Faith. Can I go to the market and see you and get something for you?
You have to pick one.
Oh, Faith, this is hard. I would rather, because I love to give, but I also want to see you. So I would rather go to the market and see you and then get something for you.
Sure.
That was a really good one. Can I ask you another one? Excellent. And you're doing so great on this game. Okay. Would you rather pick up a bug or paint a pretty picture?
I don't really like bugs too much, but one day my son carved, like, that's one of my classmates, and he picked up one of the bugs, and it looked pretty interesting, but I don't ever want to pick up a bug, and I think I'll just draw a pretty picture.
I agree with you. That was a fantastic and very detailed answer. And guys, I hope you all hear Faith and how well she is speaking and how detailed her answers are. This is perfect. Okay. Now, Faith, I want to have one more turn with you. Do you have another question for me? Okay. I'm ready.
Would you rather, go in a pool and see, or go in a pool and you want to do something else?
So would I rather go in a pool and sleep, you say?
No, see me, or rather go driving to the pool, and then there's a pool in different else thing you could do. Uh-huh. And then you change your mind and do something else.
Okay. So go to the pool and see you. Did I understand that correctly?
Yeah, that was the first one.
Okay. And the other one is go to the pool and do something else. Did I understand that one correctly?
Pool, and then you change your mind and then you do something else.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha. Well, I'm coming to the pool to see you. Are you kidding me? You're so popular. I have to see you, Faith. Seriously. Now, I've never been to Canada, but when I get there, guess who I'm coming to see?
You.
Yes, yes. And if that's okay with your mom, of course, because I love to travel. And so that's what my plan is to do. I'm coming to see you. So let's do one more, if that's okay with you. May I ask you another question, please?
Yeah.
All right. Here's a good one. Would you rather, this is so awesome. Would you rather go to the beach or go to the library to read 100 books?
That's a tough one. I don't know.
You can think about it. So
I've
go to the beach.
I've been in a pool in Trinidad before, but not in the pool in Canada. No, not in the beach. I've been in the beach in Trinidad, but I've never seen the beach in Canada before. And I try my best to read books, but I'm still learning, and I think I'll keep learning to do that next time, and I think I will go in a beach.
Yes! Excellent job. And you know what? I love your passion for reading and learning to read and just your desire to want to read books. Guess what I would have chose for my answer? The beach. I would have chose the beach too. So that's awesome. So Faith, before you go, and I'm just so proud of you. And I want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for being on our Listen and Learn with Me podcast. You know that I'm in the United States of America. So we're talking, we have so many miles. I know. We have so many miles between us. And I'm way at the bottom in Georgia too, in the state of Georgia. So we're so far away, but we're only a.
Could you please, like, maybe when we, like, we come to see each other again, can we play, like, the movie again?
Absolutely, yes, yes. We'll be sure to make something happen because I just, you inspire me. And I'm not 5 years old. I'm 42 years old. And that's a long way. Like 5 years old. Do I look like I'm five, girl?
No.
Oh, what?
So, what are you telling people my business for?
No. No. It is all good. But I'm saying all that to say, you inspire me and I'm older than you. And that just makes me so happy. So I want to ask you one more thing before we go. And then I'm going to chat with your mom. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. You're open to say what you like. What do you want to say?
One question. Would you rather?
Uh-huh.
Would you rather touch a teeny baby frog on your hand, or would you rather see me when you're Ella the frog, and I would do?
So, would I rather touch a baby frog, or would I rather see you?
Let me touch it too.
And let you touch it too? I'm going to go with see you, and then I'm going to let you touch it first because I don't want to touch it. Do you like frogs?
So, I never saw a frog.
Yes, you have. Wow.
I can't remember.
You seen a frog?
I can't remember.
You know, maybe you were even.
Maybe a little while ago.
But I don't think I remember because I was young. You know?
Yes.
I can't remember.
Right. No, I would totally choose you for all the answers. And then maybe we could touch it together if that would be a good option.
But like, I think frogs are like slimy. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Oh yeah, like those slimy things are not frogs. I don't know.
Yes.
They're like not turtles. Or like they're like those little.
The slugs?
That's like what I was slimy. Thinking.
Like sloth.
Uh-huh.
But like they're with the cells, but not the same cells like the turtle.
Okay. Yeah. Hmm.
I think the snails, maybe the snails.
Or slug. Okay, snails. Slug. Okay.
Snails. They have the shell, but they're still like sticky.
Yeah. That's right.
You never seen a snail, no.
Yeah, but I think better if we touch a frog because sometimes they need make this weird sound like ripping. Yeah.
That's right. That is so true. That's so true. Well, Faith, such a great conversation. I want to ask you, what do you want to be when you grow up?
The same thing, but I don't know if I'm still going to go to the market and write books, but I still know I'm going to still go on things and send my message to everybody I don't know, and to some people who I do know, if they want to hear it.
Yes. Oh, this is amazing. You know what that's called? That is called a superior entrepreneur. You are a spectacular little businesswoman. I'm so proud of you, Faith. I like to give everyone a big round of applause. On the count of three, can you do that with me? We're going to give you a big round of applause. Ready? One, two, three. Big round of applause for Faith. Woo! Thank you so much, Faith. I appreciate you. Do you mind if I chat with your mom for a second and ask her a few questions?
Sure.
Thank you.
I'm happy to see you today. And I'm really excited to see you the other day. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Delisa, we're happy to have you on.
Yes, of course she did. Sparkle.
Yeah, give me one moment, okay?
Yes, no problem, yes.
Sorry.
No worries at all. Your daughter is amazing. She's absolutely amazing. Thank you for letting me interview her and spending this little time with me. I truly appreciate you. As we begin to close out, I just wanted to ask you from your perspective. I mean, it's already obvious you've done an outstanding job with her at 5 years old. She's already written 2 books. She's spreading this positive message across the globe. This question is just so elementary, but are you proud of her?
Oh, yes, yes. She surprises me a lot. And as parents, you know, we see a lot, and there's a lot that we have to do. And then there are days, as we all know.
Yes, yes.
But it is in those days, I will say that I have to, sometimes I remind myself, like, what do you do? Like, why are you doing this? Like, your why and a reason, and finding that balance. And it's always coming back to her, and also myself, like my purpose and why I'm here and why she's in my life. So it's something that I've been working on for 5 years, going on 6 years now, because she's almost six. It's just that process. So yes, it's being proud and then finding the balance and recognizing the why in her life and in my life, and aligning it together.
Right. Well, from mother to mother, you're doing an outstanding job with her. So again, I thank you for sharing her with me during this time. I truly do. Now, we're getting ready to close out. Would you mind sharing the best point of contact or just her social media, you all social media, website, any information that will be valuable to our listeners?
You could have asked Faith that question. She's just going to come on. Faith, where can the listeners find you?
Tell us, girlfriend.
You could find me, and you could find me in the market and online, or some. I'm not really that much in.
Where online? What? Where online? What's it called?
Faith and Sparkles World.
Yes. Faith and Sparkles World. Yes.
I'm not really in Indigo that much, but you could still buy my book there.
Yeah.
You got it, girl.
Yes.
That's exactly what we would do. Yes, wonderful. Faith and Sparkles World. Instagram, correct, as well?
We have Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. You'll go on there. You see her doing some like funny stuff. We try to do this watermelon challenge where you have to like say, like, it was just so silly. She wanted to see her being a bit more silly on there.
Yes.
Watermelon.
The watermelon stuff?
Like watermelon.
Yeah.
Watermelon.
How fast?
And
then we had she wanted to do some like some other thing, I don't know, some weird underwater sound movement.
Yes.
Okay.
So you get to see her a bit more sillier on YouTube, right? Like in 1 or 2 videos that she asked. And then you also get to see her talking motivational stuff, like
excellent.
Being kind, and you know, guys, especially with last year when she showed up to school, when she was called a bear, and you know,
yes,
she was feeling sad with that, yes. And she said, you know, I'm feeling scared, but I'm just gonna be brave, and I'm going.
Absolutely,
that was so great. Yeah,
absolutely.
That's the more fun part, and then of course you get some tips from me. About empowerment for parents. So yes, we're keeping it completely to the message. We're staying true to what she wants to share, and bringing as much value to parents and children as much as possible.
Excellent, excellent. Well, we'll have all you all's contact information listed below. Faith, thank you so much. And until we meet again, guys, let's boost our social skills. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye. See you next time.
Thank you. Bye.